This is Kevin Conroy, and I am the goddamn Batman.
Smelt, Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile lost the wheel, and the Joker got away.
Hello and welcome to the 25 Days of Toontastic Beyond Christmas. I am your host, TFGO and Mike. Joining me on day 17 of the 25 Days of Toontastic Beyond Christmas is Steve Megatron. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good.
All right, and today, Steve and I return to Gotham. That's right, folks. We're going to be talking about two Christmas episodes from Batman the Animated Series. The first one being from Batman the Animated Series proper with Christmas with the Joker, and the other one being Holiday Nights, which was from the New Adventures. It was the new style. So yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about today. And this is kind of a return for us. And this is kind of funny because, you know, where, you know, we did Legends of the Dark Knight, 40 podcasts in, I don't know, year and a half, 2 years, however long it was. And we reviewed all the BTAS episodes. We reviewed all the Batman Beyond episodes. And
we get to do it again.
Well, no. Kind of, but not really. A little bit different. We're not doing every single episode all over again. That would just be repeating ourselves, folks. We stand by that content. At least the 40
and
episodes.
And gracefully deleted.
Hey!
I thought it was funny.
Let's not go there.
Deleted?
Yeah. I make the punchlines around here.
The joke's on you, Bats.
So we're going to take a quick break. First up is going to be Christmas with the Joker, and then after that, Holiday Nights. We'll catch you in a minute. Go get some cocoa, folks. We'll be back after this. All right, folks, now that you got your hot cocoa with or without marshmallows and you got some chestnuts roasting on an open fire and Christmas trees and that don't have rockets in them and a bunch of other stuff, let's talk about Christmas with the Joker. You know, the one thing I remember about this one before I even watched it was the whole, you've never seen It's a Wonderful Life? Couldn't get past the title.
That was pretty good writing.
Yeah.
Because Bruce hasn't really experienced a wonderful day in his life.
Yep. Absolutely. So this one is basically, it's Christmas Eve and the inmates of Arkham are celebrating. They sing jingle bells and set up decorations. Of course, Joker is given the golden ornament to put on the top of the Christmas tree. However, as soon as he places it on top of the tree, a hidden rocket activates and the Joker rides out to freedom. All the while, he is singing Jingle Bells, Batman Smells. Oh, Mark Hamill. Just love that.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not what he was singing.
No, I know.
Oh, come on, Joker. Get with the season already.
I don't want to do it.
Well, you should want to do it.
I don't want to do anything.
Do it or I'll put some gravel in your throat. I'm Batman.
I don't want to know what goes in Batman's throat.
Well, it could be a clown.
So, the Joker breaks out of Arkham. Back in the Batcave, Robin does try to convince Batman to not go out on Christmas. And basically,
Joker forces their hand.
Yep, pretty much. And You know, we get this whole, you know, whole thing with Batman and Robin, where Robin just wants to kind of kick back for once, and Batman is just his usual Batman self. And meanwhile, the Joker kidnaps Commissioner Gordon, Chief O'Hara. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong show. Commissioner Gordon, Summer Gleason, and Harvey Bullock, and basically introduces Laffy, his Christmas elf. You know, I almost would not have wanted to have seen Joker actually, like, if they would have just kept the camera on Laffy and not actually, because the whole point of the ventriloquism bit is you don't move your lips. I get that's part of the joke here, because he is moving his lips, but
well, you could say he's going, funny guy.
Yeah. So so we have Joker's stolen family, the awful, lawful family. And first of all, I see why he kidnapped Gordon and Bullock. But Gleason? Like, shouldn't that be where the mayor is? Like, if you're going to kidnap people in law enforcement or the government, like, Gleason, she's a media mogul, or she's a TV reporter. So, I mean, I get it. It's part of the joke. It's part of the, you know, daddy, mommy, baby thing. I understand that. And that's funny, but I'm just saying, he calls them the awful lawfuls. So, yeah.
So the Joker has kind of a sick, twisted personality in that he wants to play some kind of weird sex games with his...
you know.
And he's got the awful awfuls.
Yeah.
The awful waffles.
Yep.
The falafels.
I was going to say, no, I was going to do some waffles.
The falafels.
And he basically, Joker forces Summer Gleason to open a present, which is a Betty Blooper doll. That has to be a Betty Boop joke. And of course, then Batman realizes that the doll could only have come from the Lafco toy factory. So they then find him and all that stuff, and fights ensue, and the Joker gives Batman a present. And I hadn't seen this since we had originally reviewed it on Legends of the Dark Knight, so I was not sure. Like, it's very rare once I've done a review series on a cartoon that I go back to it. There's been a few exceptions that I've done this with, but this is one of them where I know in the back of my mind about Christmas with the Joker, but I don't remember every single moment of it. And this is one of those things I'm like, what the hell is he having that blue bat box? And of course, it's so he can give Batman a pie in the face. Yep.
So you really could say I was a funny guy.
Mm-hmm. So the Joker obviously ends up getting caught and everything else. And
I like how he got away, though, in the first place on the Christmas tree in the beginning.
The Christmas rocket, yeah.
The Christmas rocket.
Jingle yeah. bells, Batman smells.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we have, at the end, I love the ending, because Batman saves him and bids him a Merry Christmas, and Joker just simply says,
I don't want to say it.
Come on! You got to say it. It's Christmas.
Give me the line. I can't remember.
Oh, my God. Now I have to edit this. All right.
Oh, bloody hell.
I will edit this. Here, hold on.
Bah, humbug.
See, you knew what the fuck it was the whole damn time.
I just wanted an edit point.
Ass. I've got an edit point coming up, you jackass. What I love is the ending to this, where basically Batman saves him and bids him a Merry Christmas, and Joker simply says,
bah, humbug.
I absolutely love that. It's just so fun. And of course,
it's the beef.
Yeah, and of course, later Bruce and Dick do finish watching It's a Wonderful Life, and Bruce does have to admit it does have its moments, and It ends with the Joker spending Christmas alone in his cell, but seems to be in good spirits, singing and laughing. I love this one. I really do. Even though I don't go back to it and watch it a lot, this is a really cool, fun episode. All the Christmas puns, you know, just absolutely awesome.
What are your overalls
for this one?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Was this the first episode with the Joker in it?
Yes.
With the Hamill joke?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first episode production-wise to feature Robin and the Joker.
So it was Hammer time. Hamill time.
Oh.
Do-do-do-do. Hamill time. It's actually kind of a funny joke.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's in a really morbid, stupid way, but... Hamill time.
Now, see, I knew this, but I didn't remember it. Part of the trivia here is that Joker's last appearance in the DC Animated Universe was Justice League Wild Cards, which also featured a pirated television special, and in both episodes, Joker used the phrase technical difficulties. Now, the technical difficulties I always have and the technical difficulties audio that I've always had has been the one from Wild Cards. He does say it in Christmas with the Joker, but I just never really caught it in the beginning.
Yeah, I always enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
When he says that.
Technical difficulties. Let's move on, shall we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was awesome. Let's see. The Christmas tree from A Charlie Brown Christmas can be seen in the background when Joker rides up on the sleigh, so that's interesting. Let's see. Gordon calls Joker, "You diseased maniac," similar to how Superman addresses Lex Luthor in the 1978 Superman film. And the episode basically makes references to A Christmas Carol and Ebenezer Scrooge, along with, as we've already said, It's a Wonderful Life, The Nutcracker Ballet. This is one of a few only episodes of Batman the Animated Series, because this is one of the very early ones where it was not Ephraim Zimbliss Jr. as Alfred. It was Clive Seriously? Revel. Yeah, it was Clive Revel. Go back and watch it again. That's not Ephraim, because I know Ephraim's voice. Like, yeah, it was Clive Revel. It was a completely different voice this time. I still love Christmas with the Joker. 4.5 out of 5. What about you?
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. Mm-hmm. Can't give any less to
the official Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Or the official Batman with a nice holiday cheer.
Yup. And we'll be back after this, folks, with Holiday Nights.
Come on, Batman, it's Christmas Eve. Let's kick back and get into the spirit.
The Joker's escaped from Arkham Asylum, Robin.
And you really think he's gonna make his move on Christmas Eve? Even scum spend the holidays with their families.
He has no family.
Okay, I'll make a deal with you. If we go out on patrol and Gotham is quiet with no sign of the Joker, we come back here, have Christmas dinner, and watch It's a Wonderful Life.
You know, I've never seen that. I could never get past the title.
It's a deal, then?
Deal.
Step lively there, Brucey. Look! Pianos!
I've had just about enough of this.
I think the stuff is wearing off.
Can't have that. Give him another shot.
Right-a-rooney!
Give me some sugar, baby.
No, not again!
We are back here on day 17 of 25 Days to Gatsby on Christmas, and we're going to be talking about Batman the Animated Series, Batman the New Adventures, New Adventures of Batman and Superman, whatever it is. Holiday Nights. This was the one of the holiday episodes in the... it's actually the premiere episode of the new Batman Adventures. Even though it was aired in September, it contains three Christmas-themed vignettes all completely unrelated to one another. This actually aired September 13th, 1997. This episode will be...
I feel old.
I know, right?
Every time I watch an old show, I just feel old.
I know, right? This episode will be 20 years old next year.
20 years old.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm 30. That's almost as old as me.
I know. Hell, I'll be... Before this episode turns 20, I'll be 37 in a row.
In a row. as if there were any other way to turn 37.
I know, right? Don't suck any Batman on the way to the... Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't suck the bat pole.
Yeah, don't suck any bat poles on the way to the bat cave. Good Lord. All right. So this one, as we said, has three Christmas vignettes that actually do not relate to each other at all. The first one is December 22nd, which is basically the Harley and Ivy story. I will talk about that here in a moment. The second one is the Clayface story on December 24th. And the third one is the Joker story on New Year's Eve. So there's that. And every now and then when I've been going back to some of the DCIU stuff, not all of it, but I did do a watch through of, oh, I know what it was for. When Lalaland Records released their Justice League complete series animated score for the four-disc release for the music, I had gone back and I had watched the first season of Justice League, or the first series, the first two seasons of Justice League, and so I could listen to the music in the show and then listen to the music outside the show. And at that time, I was taking a bunch of new screen caps, since I have this, thanks to you for last Christmas, nice new widescreen monitor from last year that Steve got me. And I'm like, oh, yay, I can take the Justice League show pictures in widescreen the way they're supposed to be. And I would put them on Facebook and I would tag Dan Reba, who is a director on the DC Animated Universe stuff. And I would ask him, you know, I'd say, hey, do you get any behind the scenes things for this episode, that episode, whatever else? And I did this with this episode as well, because, you know, it's Christmas. And the biggest thing I always remembered about this episode, other than the adventures, was how this episode ended with Batman and Gordon sitting in a coffee shop, you know, drinking coffee together. And I asked Dan Reba on Facebook, I said, do you have any behind the scenes moments that, that, you know, you could talk about? He says, we tried to be as faithful as we could to the comic. Harley's shorts were too short for the Board of Standards and Practices, so we had to animate some retakes to give her boxers. James Tucker boarded the first part of based on Ronnie Del Carmen's story. Mike Manley boarded the second story based on Bruce's story. And Dave Bullock boarded the last story. And the bit with the Batman and Gordon, the panel frame grab is adapted from my drawing, he says. The barkeep was designed to look like Paul Dini, and the colorist didn't know at the time and made his hair too light. The patrons shooed out of the bar are based on Bruce Timm, Glenn Maracami, and Shane Gillines. They were designed by Dexter Smith. The design count was high because of the costume change montage at the department store. Yep. So there's some behind the scenes moments for that. We are going to eventually at some point, hopefully beginning of next year after the holidays. I actually sent Dan Reba a message on Facebook a while ago and I asked him, hey, would you like to come on for an interview? And he said, yeah, sure. He said he's a little busy right now. But we will have him on next year for an interview. That's going to be an awesome, sweet, fun time. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so back to Holiday Nights. December 22nd, it's Harley and Ivy, folks. And they're on a Christmas rampage, and they decide to get the most eligible, richest bachelor in Gotham.
I thought you were going to say the most eligible, richest bastard in Gotham.
Come on now. I know his parents were murdered, but...
That actually was sadly ironic.
That was sadly anticlimactic is what that was.
Bad pun. Bad pun.
Bad Steve. Bad
Bat pun. Bat pun.
Oh, no. Not bat pun. Bat. Ladies and gentlemen, bats... Wow. Steve has gone batshit crazy. All right. So they get billionaire playboy Bruce Wayne to basically fit the bill. The cool thing about how they do this is Ivy basically doses him with one of her lipstick poison things. It didn't actually poison him. It's more of a controlling thing. Like normally when Ivy uses her feminine wiles, it's to poison people and kill them. But this is basically just her having control over him. The awesome part about it is that he knows that it's going on. Like, he's trying to resist several...
And then she just keeps redosing him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She's like, drugs, it's for you.
Yeah. Well, at one point, she gives the lipstick to Harley, and Harley, you know, puts it on and says, come here, sugar, give me some sugar. Like, oh my God, Harley. But this is just fun. I love the costume change montage. That is so, so fun. It's just a fun little story that eventually, obviously, is going to catch up to the two of them. What did you think of this one overall, this part of the episode?
I mean, I enjoyed it for what it was. I didn't really care for it.
Really?
Yeah, it's more so, it wasn't that I hated or anything, because I didn't hate it. I don't care for, like, the super girly story of, you know, time to buy this, time to buy that.
Yeah. All right, so on Christmas Eve, at Mayfield's department store, Barbara is purchasing a new tie for her father when all of a sudden, an ear-piercing whale cuts through the air.
Interrupting whale.
No, it's not the same as interrupting cow. Moo.
Interrupting moo.
Yeah. The shop attendant comments on how they've been crying all day, at which point we see why. Harvey Bullock is playing Santa Claus with his partner Montoya. He's on stakeout. Bullock showing rare sensitivity around this time. And so this turns into a Clayface story. And all the kids that have been shoplifting in the department store are basically all parts of Clayface. And you know, he begins to tear up the place. And, of course, Barbara goes behind some clothing racks and basically changes into her Batgirl outfit. I almost wonder, like, obviously she undressed completely behind there, but there's a point where she pops up and we see her putting her gloves on and it doesn't look like she actually has a bra on, and I'm like, oh my God.
She's in the nude.
Yep. This one was all right. I like it for the fact that it's Batgirl, but I don't know. It's a little strange. Did you have any overall thoughts on this, on the Christmas Eve plot?
I generally don't like Clayface, but I like Batgirl, so, yeah. You know, it kind of counterbalances out.
Yep. And then finally, we have Joker making a New Year's Eve resolution, and he's setting up Batman for the fall, because he's going to basically...
Drink scotch.
He's going to drink scotch, and he's going to kill everybody at Gotham Square on New Year's Eve at midnight. So much for people saying Metropolis is New York and Gotham is New Jersey. If there's a Gotham Square and there's a Times Square, there must be similarities.
So there is a time to be square.
Yep.
So if you be there, never mind.
Yeah, I got
bad it. Jokes, man.
You're in rare form tonight.
Yeah, it's one of them days.
I don't think you've had your medicine yet today, have you?
I haven't had my cola. actually drinking it now, but
I love this one. This one's funny, and you know what I love about this one really doesn't really hit me until 65 years in the future when they use part of this as the voice match in Return of the Joker. you know, a countdown of victims leading up to midnight unless our dear Dark Knight stops me first.
Our dearly departed Dark Knight stops me first.
Absolutely.
They use that line in Batman Beyond.
Yes, they do.
Although it was re-recorded and edited.
Oh, was it?
Yes. It wasn't the original, but they wanted it to look like the original.
Yeah, they wanted it to look like the original. So, I do really enjoy this. I think it's a fun overall episode. It's fun three little stories in here. With the last one here, it's Batman versus the Joker. And there's so many awesome notes and puns. I mean, the whole ending with the bell falling on him and it cracking, obviously, the Liberty Bell. I mean, come on now.
That was just a bad pun, but it was done really well in animation.
Yes, it was.
It was kind of punny.
Stop stealing my lines.
I've gotten to be 30 years old. I've earned that right.
Boop. What would we give?
I enjoyed this one a lot better.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, it's the freaking Joker, so
yep.
I can't go wrong whenever he shows up, but that's because I'm biased.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely love this one. So that's our Batman Christmas episode here, folks, on 25 Days to Cast Around Christmas. The animation in both of these episodes is spot on and amazing. Obviously, two different eras of BTAS, because this Holiday Nights was was the launching point of the new Batman adventures. But I still love both of them. It's still so fun. And yeah, that's going to do it for day 17 here. Anything you want to say before we get the joke out of here?
Where's Captain Clown?
You shot him.
You killed Captain Clown.
We'll catch you tomorrow, folks, when we head on over to Justice League. Only on TwoCast Beyond's 25 Days of Christmas.
It was nice of Commissioner Gordon to give you that recording of It's a Wonderful Life.
And it is a wonderful life.
It has its moments.
John, we now are gay apparel. Fa la la, la la la, la 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 la.
We brought the entire convention center to the brink of an intergenre geek war.
Okay, Michael, if we're going to tackle this podcast thing, we've got to do something really special. It has to be cool, daily, in audio form, and undetectable by radar. Something that screams summer. I know, let's do a Phineas and Ferb review podcast. We'll call it the Podcast Organization Without a Cool Acronym, or PALCA for short. What do you think?
I think if we're not careful, Candace is going to bust us.
You can find PALCA on the GeekCast Radio Network, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all of the other methods you find podcasts.
We'll give you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Happy New Year, Commish. I heard your buddy had a rough night. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't show this time.
And break our tradition? In fact, unless I miss my guess, that's him now. How's that arm?
Better than the Joker's.
Close one this time.
They're all close ones.
Well, here's to survival. Hopefully we'll be doing this again next New Year's Eve.
Hopefully.
And now, Joe, if I could get one of your famous cheesesteaks to go, I'll be ready to call it a night. Anything for you? One of these years, I'm going to beat him to the check.